Welcome to a Migration Policy Institute podcast series on critical immigration, health, and educational policies affecting young children of immigrants. Introducing each session is Michael Fix, Senior Vice President and Director of Studies and Co-Director of the National Center on Immigrant Integration Policy. And now here's Michael.
My name is Michael Fix. I'm the Senior Vice President of the Migration Policy Institute, and here at MPI, I co-direct what we refer to as our National Center on Immigrant Integration Policy. I co-direct it with Margie McHugh, who you'll hear from later. I want to say a few words about the context for this meeting, this symposium on the critical issues in immigration, health, early education that affect children of immigrants, and how these issues are playing out following the recent November election. The first contextual point you have to make whenever you talk about this issue is the contextual point of numbers. Of course, it's a truism now that one in four children in the United States is the child of an immigrant. It's a similar truism that virtually all growth in the child population since 2000 can be ascribed to children of immigrants who are both U.S. and foreign-born. The contextual story is also the story of challenges that are faced by members of this child population. As we learned from one of the papers, almost half of Mexican non-citizen children of immigrants are food insecure. Almost half of non-citizen children in the United States lack health insurance. One in three children of immigrants are growing up in a family where one or more of the parents is unauthorized. But if you go beyond flows, if you go beyond challenges, one of the reasons we're here today is because of opportunities with this population and the remarkable opportunities looking forward. For the first time since, this is a big deal here at the Migration Policy Institute, for the first time since 2006-2007, we are really on the threshold of having a serious conversation about immigration reform that may in fact implicate immigrant integration reform if it goes in the way we would hope it would. President Obama's Affordable Care Act is being implemented on the threshold of being fully implemented, and it will bring millions of non-citizens and low-income non-citizens and citizens alike into the healthcare system. And of course, for the purposes of the Foundation for Child Development that has been so critical on this issue, the importance of early childhood education for better life outcomes over the past decade it's really become a settled matter in public thought, if it has yet to become a settled matter in public budgets. So that leads to the idea of this symposium. Our simple idea was that we wanted to commission a set of synthetic papers by our favorite top scholars that brings together the best current evidence that would on a set of topic areas that we would present to policymakers in the wake of the November election. The three program and policy areas that we wanted to focus on, almost all of which are very much within the ambit of both MPI and with the Foundation of Child Development, and their health policy, their early education policy, encompassing both pre-K and the transition to school. And finally, and this is somewhat unique for a conference of this type, we really wanted to get into the issue of immigration policy and the effect of immigration policy on the life trajectories of young children of immigrants, and think about immigration policy not just in terms of legislative change, but what are the possibilities in terms of administrative change in that domain. The deep logic of the conference has been to view mainstream child development issues through the lens of immigration and immigration policy through the lens of young children of immigrants. So the flow of our day is going to reflect this kind of logic of the conference. After I speak, we'll hear a few words from Deborah Phillips, the new president of the Foundation for Child Development. And then I'm delighted to say that we'll hear from Doris Meisner, Doris is the former commissioner of the Immigration and Naturalization Service in both the Reagan and the Clinton administration. She's a senior fellow here, and she's going to give us her insider's view of the prospects and directions for immigration reform looking forward over the next several years. If you don't know, Doris and MPI have just released very much of a blockbuster report on deep, long-term trends in immigration enforcement over the past several years, and we already know that this report is going to serve as something of a game changer in the conversation about these topics going forward. Following Doris, we're going to have a panel on health. We'll have a panel on health. Our speakers will be Jennifer Van Hook, who's the head of the Population Research Institute at Penn State University, and we'll have Leighton Koo, who's the director of the Center of Health Policy Research at George Washington University. Randy Capps, my colleague here at MPI, will moderate the session, and I'm delighted to say that A.J. Chaudhry, who's the Deputy Assistant Secretary in the Office of the Assistant Secretary for Planning and Evaluation of HHS, a very brainy and important office within the federal government, will be here to provide comments, and then after that session we'll open up for your comments and for your questions. Following the health session, we'll take up the issue of education. We'll have paper presentations by Rob Krosno, the University of Texas, and Linda Espinosa from the University of Missouri, two of the nation's absolutely leading experts on immigrant education and the education of immigrant children, and almost equally importantly, two of the most lucid writers on the topic. My colleague Margie McHugh will moderate that session. Margie is the co-director of the National Center on Immigrant Integration Policy, and in her earlier life, she was the founder and executive director of the New York Immigration Coalition. After the education section, we will have a long, delicious lunch. And then we'll return to a star panel that'll take up the issue of the trajectories of immigrants growing up in families where one or more of the children where one or more of the parents are undocumented, and where a million children themselves are undocumented in the United States. We'll hear from Hiro Yoshikawa, the dean of the Graduate School of Education at Harvard, who's written a wonderful book on this topic, and we'll also hear from David Thronson of Michigan State Law School, who's written very penetrating articles in the legal literature on this issue. David is, I want you to know, outside of me, the only other lawyer on our panel today. Doris Meisner has graciously agreed to moderate that panel, and I'm also delighted to say that Kelly Ryan, who is the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Immigration in the Department of Homeland Security, who I suspect is going to have a very busy year this year, has made time to come and will provide comments for the panel on behalf of the administration. So we're very much looking forward to that. After that, we'll spend a few minutes, Margie and I will spend a few minutes briskly synthesizing what we take to be some of the most important factual points from the conference and some of the policy directions that we think make sense that we will later codify into what we've been referring to immodestly as a letter to the president. Okay, almost done. As you will notice, you have draft copies of the papers. We handed out draft copies of the papers to you. You'll also notice that they boldly indicate that they're not for copying quotation or citation. What you should know is that soon after this conference, we will be posting final versions of the paper on our website that will be fully citable. Our website is www.migrationpolicy.org. We'll be posting them singly over a course of several weeks. And you should look for them here, and we'll send out notices that they're up. I should also note that the session today is going to be audio recorded and video recorded, so a record of it will also be on our website. And so when you do ask questions, please identify yourselves so you're memorialized for all time. And as you also have noticed, we have handed you each a copy of our hot off the press new book on the extremely important but largely understudied topic of the young children of black immigrants, a project that was also supported generously by the Foundation for Child Development, and that will be kind of a reference as we proceed along the course of the day. And let me take now the opportunity to really thank the Foundation for its vision and for its support and its commitment to these issues. I want to thank its former president, Ruby Takanishi, who was instrumental in getting this going, and I really would like to acknowledge in a quite heartfelt way the bequest of a former FCD board member, Karen Girard, whose support for this day and these papers and our authors has made this all possible. Now, with that, let me introduce the Foundation for Child Development's current president, Deborah Phillips. Deborah is one of the world's leading developmental psychologists. She's the author of such transformative books as From Neurons to Networks, The Science of Early Childhood Development. And for the immigration people in this audience who aren't as old as I am, you should know that Deborah played an absolutely critical role in putting the children of immigrants on the academic and the policy radar screen with several years ago with her brilliant and particularly brilliantly tenacious administration of the National Academy of Sciences project From Generation to Generation, the Health and Well-Being of Children of Immigrants. So with that, Deborah, why don't you come say hello, and then I'll usher Doris to the front. Thank you all very much.
So I am the luckiest person in the world because I have the honor and the privilege and the responsibility to now take the helm of this very special, influential foundation called the Foundation for Child Development, and to follow in the footsteps of a remarkable leader of the foundation in Ruby Takanishi, who had the vision to create this Young Scholars Program and direct it toward the desperate need for research on new American children. So from the vantage point of the foundation, today is really a form of celebration of 10 years of the Young Scholars Program, this iteration of the Young Scholars Program, and the 10 cohorts of young scholars. And we have an 11th cohort in the works, so we're continuing to feed the field. And, of course, the young scholars themselves, which is what the program is really all about. What better way to do this than to examine the policy implications of the collective body of research of the young scholars? This fits squarely within the mission of the foundation, which is fundamentally about supporting and especially harnessing and directing the power of research to improve the life chances of children, especially those who are overlooked, if not forgotten, and those who experience social exclusion and discrimination in their early lives, and yet those on whom the future vitality of this country does truly depend and sit. Thus, the focus of the Young Scholars Program on new American children for the last decade. The foundation, in the context of this program, which is in many ways best viewed as a proactive field-building effort, really, creating our replacements in the world, it has made a substantial human capital investment in the 37, and there will be a few more, young people who received the Young Scholars Awards. We are thrilled that this investment has and will continue to come to fruition in efforts to ensure that the faces of young children in immigrant families are highly visible in national, state, and local debates about immigration and about health care and about education, which is, again, the focus of this gathering. Just a quick story to build on Michael's remarks about the From Generation to Generation report that we did together at the National Academy of Sciences with the Board on Children. This was in the early 1990s. It was my first encounter with Michael, And we spent many hours sitting in his office writing the report together. but at that time, what was astonishing, little did I know when I'd suggested that we look at this issue at the Academy, there wasn't a stitch of data on children in immigrant families. And we tried to find it. And what we had to do was to go into a number of secondary databases and begin to create the knowledge base on these young children. It was really astonishing. And so it is incredibly personally gratifying to see how far the field has moved as a result of this program and the remarkable, breathtaking work that's being done by the young scholars that the foundation has invested in. So thanks to all of you, really, from the bottom of my heart. You have truly built a field that did not, I know from experience, did not exist before. And not only did you build a body of research, but you've brought it to a point where it is ripe for mining the policy implications of the work. So that's a statement about how far you've really brought the field. It's ready for prime time, which is what we'll be talking about today. I also want to offer reassurance that this is not an isolated event. The foundation will continue to support the careers of the young scholars in this room and those who weren't able to be here today, and notably the application of their research to public policy. We're not going to leave this investment behind or the young people who we've invested in behind in any shape or form. I do want to say just a few thanks. I want to start with my colleagues at the foundation, and in particular, Annette Chin. There you are. Who has, shepherded this program from the very beginning and is a joy to work with. And Don Hernandez, who's our senior advisor at the foundation. they are really the driving force and the heart and soul of this program at the foundation. You couldn't work with two more unbelievably talented and wonderful people. Joseph Youngblood. Joseph, where did you? There you are. Foundation's board member who's here today and again had the vision for this program and has been a constant supporter of the program on the board of the foundation. I also want to acknowledge and thank Mark Applebaum and Leighton Koo, who are here. You'll meet. Where did Mark end up? Yeah, thank you. Who are on the selection committee for the Young Scholars Program. And Mark has done a very comprehensive review of the program, and you'll be hearing from Leighton today. Grant making is fundamentally about investing in people and finding talented, dedicated, and generative people. And the Migration Policy Institute is really full of incredibly fine people, and they are a joy to work with. And it's been a gift to the foundation, your shepherding and harnessing of this research and this program. So thanks to Michael and Randy and Margie and Doris. We obviously couldn't have done this without you, and I know you care about this program as much as we do. So thank you so much. I look forward to hearing all of the wonderful papers and discussion that will follow. Thank you.
For more information on the Migration Policy Institute's Young Children of Immigrants Conference, visit www.migrationpolicy.org/integration.